Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk about how you win the marketing game in your business.
Welcome to the Daniel Latto Podcast Show. Fresh content covering business, investing, marketing, money, health, and more.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. It's actually a Sunday morning this morning. I'm going to head up to Cheesecake Breakfast on a Sunday morning. Why not? On our beachfront cafe, because why not? But something I was just thinking about, and I was just thinking about our clients and what our target always is for our clients, really, is for them, really, and ourselves, of course, to own a piece of real estate in a person's mind. So what do I mean by that? So for example, if someone's thinking about websites, I need a website, I want them to think about me. If someone wants digital marketing, we need a landing page, I really want them to think about me. If they need Facebook ads, I want them to think about me. And so the way then that transforms through your marketing is that if I just run loads of images and loads of videos and just talk about those things, then that's moving people closer to when I want a website. Oh, who's that guy on the video? Who was that guy on the images? Who's that guy that posts live every single day and has all these shorts that go out on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter? Who is that guy? That's who I should be using, because he's everywhere, right? So when somebody thinks about whatever it is that you do, you want them to think of you. And if they're not thinking of you, think about this. Who is it that they're actually thinking about? Is it your competitor? And if it is your competitor, why are they thinking about your competitor? And why are they not thinking about you? So it could be your competitor goes out, let's say you're a plumber, and they do loads of leaflet drops, or they advertise in the back of those, you know, those little magazines that go through your door. Let's say they do that. Well, you should do that. But then also, you're just competing on the same level, and they have an entrenched position, which they're able to easily defend, because you're the new kid on the block, effectively. So it's like, well, how are you going to get over and above that? So you have to do more than they're already doing to beat that entrenched position. And actually, if you're none of your competitors are doing that, and there is no entrenched position, you should be owning the entrenched position, because when you entrench yourself into a position, it's much easier to defend against somebody who's attacking that position. And really, this comes down to your marketing message and the methodology that you're getting your marketing out there. So it could be leaflet drops. It could be, is your vehicle signposted? Have you got Facebook ads running? When someone searches for the keywords, plumbers in Leeds, 24-hour plumber in Leeds, is your website coming up number one? So they always see you. And then they see you there, and then they remember seeing your car, and then they remember the Facebook ad, and then they remember seeing you in the back of the magazine. And because they've seen you all these different places, obviously you're the person that they're going to use. And this is a problem that most people make when they're marketing their businesses. They're putting out one video a week on Facebook that gets seen by 20 people. And they think that that's it, that'll do. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. You've got to get seen by thousands of people. And how do you do that in a cost-effective manner? And also, how targeted is that? Because one of the problems with just doing leaflet drops is, depending, it could be location dependent, but generally it's quite untargeted. I guess if you're a plumber and you're in Leeds 15 and you do a leaflet drop in Leeds 15, that's brilliant. You should be running those every month at least. Or you want to run Google ads in that specific location, or Facebook ads in that specific location, and you want to have some billboards and some magazine advertising, and you want to go on other people's podcasts who are in Leeds 15, and if they haven't got podcasts, you invite them onto your podcast, Businesses in Leeds 15, because they will also have people who, an audience effectively, that already pre-exists that you can then tap into. I mean, it's more difficult for us because we live overseas, and all our clients are in the UK. But actually, you know, really, could we go to LS1, where all the businesses are, and ask them, do you want to come on my podcast, which is, you know, we use StreamYard for our interview podcasts anyway. And could we do that? Yes, we could. And so should you be doing that as well? Yes, you should. And so that's a method that you've got, really, to get in front of as many people. That's just one of them, by the way. And this is what people do. They go, no, no, I'm just going to run this advert on this platform. And then that's it. It's like, no, 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 no. You got to run that advert on that platform and this advert on this platform and do this over here and do that over there. And effectively, you have all these separate ingredients that's going to build you a marketing cake that's going to get you the results. And you know when you know you've done a really good job is when you start getting leads and you cannot track where those leads come from. Sure, they might have filled in a web form, but was that really the first place that they saw you? Hopefully not. If that is the only place that they've seen you, you're doing it wrong. You need to be getting more stuff up and out so that you can get in front of as many people as possible so that they see you in all these different areas, not just in one area. And when you get to that point, that's when you know that you've got an entrenched position. But most people aren't doing that. So the whole point of this, right, is to own the brand in that person's mind. If they want website design, I want them to think of Dan. And the only way I can get them to get to that point, there's no magic formula, there's no magic secret sauce. Literally, the only way that you can do that is through marketing. It's through having a message, having a platform, and trying to reach as many people as possible. That is ultimately all marketing is. And we confuse it with ROI and CTA and click-through rate, CTRs. All that, it just complicates it. It's irrelevant. I mean, it's kind of not irrelevant because you need it. But it's irrelevant in that you don't even want to be looking at that. You just got to get your message out, get in front of as many people as you can across many different platforms so that you begin to own that key phrase or keyword in their mind. Websites, I need to speak to Dan. Digital marketing, landing page, it needs to speak to Dan. 24-hour plumber, LS15, it's whatever called. Aardvark plumbers. Do you remember when we used to do that to get to the start of Yellow Pages? everybody would be called double A something, wouldn't they? Aardvark plumbers was always a good one. Anyway, look, that's really where you need to be in your business. And if you're not doing that, this, you know, we talk a lot about putting content out. And we're not talking about putting content out just for the sake of putting content out. The whole point of putting content out is to own that bit of real estate in that person's mind so that when they think, oh, I need such and such, you're the person that they're going to think of. And if you've not reached that point because you've not saturized your marketing platforms enough, you're nowhere near it. And so obviously we can help you do that. And if you want to have a hand learning how to do that, then hit me up and we'll jump on a call and we'll go for it. All right, hope that's useful. I'm off for cheesecake. Have a great day. Take care.